All right, welcome back, everyone. When we'd last left off, our adventurers were in the middle, deep heat of battle against Vermida Arconas, the sister of Glorio Arconas. Having traveled into the Arconas Palace, and having heard that their quarry, Vincarlo Ossarini, was held mostly against his will in the vivified labyrinth, the group, with Glorio's blessing, though more subtly than he would like to let on, went into the Arconas home, found the secret entrance down into the caverns beneath the palace, and into the vivified labyrinth, where they met creatures apparently summoned by Vermida herself. And finally, after making their way through a maze, made their way up to a different chamber. A chamber that held Lady Arconas herself. And also inside this chamber, they soon discovered was Vincarlo. At this point, Vermida offered to make a deal with our heroes. She would turn over Vincarlo and Neolandis if they would simply return a bit of her property. A dagger that the group had been carrying for quite a while at this point. Almost completing the deal, Rutha looked into Vermida's eyes and realized that she was a bit too eager for this dagger. So, the best bet would be to potentially continue to keep it from her. As time went on, and as Vermida insisted that her property be returned, battle ensued. Where, in a few quick strikes, her servants to her sides were quickly dropped, leaving just her and the party. And as time wore on, they discovered that Vermida was a lot more dangerous than they'd initially anticipated. Things were getting heated. And this is where we begin. Right back into battle. All right, Sindar, I believe it's your turn.
I'm still trying to remember exactly how things were falling.
Cone had dropped unconscious not too long ago. Tanis had gone to go bring Cone back up to consciousness. Vermida had just cast a spell, though the person who would have seen it was not able to identify it, and Vermida's turn just ended.
And she was still trying to talk negotiations, right?
Mostly, but she, at this point, she's getting the feeling as to where things are going. She keeps saying, hey, I want my dagger back. You guys keep saying no, and, you know, you're not sure where things would go from there.
It's been a while. Could you remind me how much we know about the dagger from her? What did she actually reveal about it, besides that it belongs to her?
She did mention that something about it being her familiar.
And
that's right, because it was the snake creature thing, right?
Revive, kind of like it.
She did. When she went to go put it back into the bag of holding, for a moment it switched back into a silvery snake.
And last question. I think Rutha spent some time trying to figure out this lady's not giving off an evil aura or alignment or anything based on the investigation that we've done. Is she?
That I cannot remember if you had checked or not.
Okay, I'm thinking that she did, because using Smite Evil is always like a great way to go, but she didn't want to waste it. But if we're not sure, we can always just roll with it. That's fine.
I recall Ruth had checked and got no reading.
I think that might be correct.
So just nothing concrete yet.
As far as I think vaguely, and I should have gone through the entire recording, I believe you did use Detect Evil, and you didn't get anything back.
Okay.
So if we were past the point of talking and just having at it, Sindar is going to continue the attempts to hit her, which, as I recall, wasn't so easy before.
Ew. She had a really high AC. It was like 25.
As I'm trying to check all of my modifiers. Well, first attack roll would be a 26.
26 does not hit.
And the second is like a 19 or 20, so no.
Unfortunately, you take your chalk and wood skin in your hand, and they flicker and flash as you slice them through the air forwards towards her. And she just ducks, dodges, and bends like a willow around them.
And he's not going to move at the moment.
All right. Tennis, you're up next.
All right, as I recall, Tennis was kind of face to face with this lady.
Kind of, yeah.
And she doesn't want to be there. So her wings are out. She's going to use a full round to disengage, but she is going to move her full speed of 60 feet. Diagonally upward. How high is the ceiling?
I'd say about 50 feet high. It's a high ceiling, but yeah.
Oh, good. Well, then not so much diagonally, and just kind of straight up. So we'll say she gets maybe about 45 feet up. Just kind of up and away.
Good but to know.
She's getting out of there. Does not want to be grabbed.
Full round action is complete. Rutha, you're up next.
Okay, well, having had some time to reflect, some internal time to meditate, I suppose, in the moments, the seconds. I think, where's the dagger right now? Is it back in the bag of holding?
You're not sure.
Oh, okay. And is Rutha still engaged, like 5 feet with,
she took a lady? She took a 5 foot step away from you, Vermida.
Okay. I think Rutha wants to... Who's still engaged with Vermida? Anybody?
I don't think anyone at the moment.
Okay. Rutha wants to know where the dagger is. She's going to take this turn to look around and see if she can spot it, and if she doesn't see it, she'll ask if anyone has seen it.
Make a perception check.
Okay. is a total 29.
29. You look, take a quick glance around the room, but unfortunately, you don't see it. You don't spot it.
Okay, so she will cry out, "Where is the dagger now? This fighting has gone on for quite a while. It would be a shame if we didn't know what the thing we're fighting over was at."
Okay. Bermuda doesn't say anything in response.
Okay. Does anyone else know where it is and want to answer? Talking is a free action, right?
I believe currently there's only one person who knows what has happened to the dagger.
Tanis will attempt. She's going to shout back. She's going to just say, "Mukan had it earlier, but, well, he kind of got blasted, so..." She's going to let that go.
Okay. Well, this fighting isn't really getting us anywhere. And I know that the dagger had some extremely evil mojo, but Vermita, you don't seem to strike me as completely evil. Certainly withholding and powerful and very hard to hit. But we should probably just figure out where the weapon is before anything else happens.
Perhaps we can come to a deal still. And though you have spilt my blood, if you give me the dagger back, I will give you Osirini. Neolandis stays with me as that deal has passed.
Do you agree to stop fighting long enough to find the dagger?
I expect it to be returned. I can feel it normally. But it has left this plane. I know that. That is not a normal thing that it can do.
Let's see.
And I think that would have taken up most of the turn.
Yes. Agreed.
All right, Cone, you're up next.
Alright, I'm going to hold my action until the next person does something.
Okay, fair enough. That brings us back to Vermita. You see, she for a moment seems to hold. And she looks around. Takes a breath and I'm going to have her make a sense motive check just to see if she would realize something.
Okay.
Because there are certain things in play that she would have realized. And I... Okay, 15. Though she had... a feeling as to where her familiar was before, when it vanished. So she is going to make her way away from you. Still on her guard, but she will say, "One of you have removed it. Gather together, and we can talk this out if you wish."
As they're assembling, I suppose, Ruth is going to watch Vermita and say, "We have carried that dagger for quite some time now, and every ounce of the paladin in me has told me that it's an extremely evil thing. What do you use that dagger for?"
"That is not part of the deal. And we will stay at initiative unless everyone agrees. Will they gather together on, once again, opposite sides of the room?"
"At the very least, I think, yeah, like gathering up nearby shouldn't be a bad thing, I don't guess."
"All right. She will wait until you do so."
"Yeah. Rutha will back up to the other side.
Sindar will hold his fire and move to join the others, but he is still being very cautious and basically holding an action against more aggression."
"All right. Does everyone do so?"
"Tanis?"
"Tanis will slowly make her way back down, but she is keeping well away from Vermita, and essentially holding an action to move if anything happens, because she does not want to get rushed. In fact, she will land kind of behind. She won't even land. She's just going to hover. She's got wings. Why not? She's just going to kind of hover behind the line of friends."
"Does Cone need a hand?"
He's up, but he doesn't look super great.
Tanis will use Lay on Hands on Cone.
Right. And Vermita will look at each of you and will say, "I need you to tell me the truth. Who has the dagger?"
14 hit points for Cone.
"Okay, real talk, meta talk. Is it in the bag of holding? I don't remember where it is or what we did with it.
Ruth, you never actually know, you, she doesn't.
I don't know. Okay.
It was not shown to... There's only currently one person who knows where it is."
"Gotcha. Okay." Rutha just very openly, honestly, like she just looks at... "I do not know where the dagger has gone in all of this hubbub."
All right, and Vermita's standing about, say, 40 feet away from you guys. I need everyone to make a will save.
Well, okay.
Does this count as aggression?
You don't actually see anything.
Oh, awesome.
Total 25.
Good to know.
Same, 25.
Good to know.
Also 25.
Good to know.
What?
I roll tonight.
Come on, Night Glider. Keep it up.
Quick question. Could Tanis do a check to... Would she know? I guess if she beat the save, she knows magic was cast on her. So can she do a bluff check to not look like she necessarily passed something?
She didn't actually cast magic on you.
Okay. Do those of us that passed the save have an opportunity to, like, try to figure out what that was with a check of some kind?
You didn't see her move.
Okay.
Tanis is gonna use detect magic on herself and the party.
Ah, so close.
You detect only the standard magic on yourself and your party.
Ay, ay, ay.
Nothing foreign.
Nothing foreign.
Hmm. Is anyone still possessed by one of those critters, those things?
No.
Hmm.
And she will say,
Tanis doesn't have a weird skinwalker thing inside her anymore?
No.
Tanis, Morel does, and
oh,
is
that's
no
right.
longer
she
with
got,
party.
Like, kidnapped, that's right.
Alright, she will say, she will, you know what, she's gonna roll for it. Alright, she seems to believe you, Rutha, and she will turn to okay. Sindar and will say, do you know where the dagger is?
Sindar just shrugs. I'm not the one that ever handled it.
And she seems to believe you. She will turn to Cone. Do you know where my dagger is?
I'm sorry, lady. I do not know where it is.
All right. If she just continues to roll miserably, she will turn to Tanis. Do you know where my dagger is?
No. But if I did... No, I don't know where it is.
Alright, I do need you to make a bluff check.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay, yeah, she cannot roll. Her highest roll tonight so far has been a 5. Alright. She will ask Shaq, but Shaq does not know where it is. She will turn to you frustrated, and she will say, then you have nothing for me. Leave.
But that's not fair. We
came
need
to
our
have
friend
a deal,
back.
And you have no means of bargaining.
You can't just keep him down here.
I can. And I will.
To what end? What is it that you're getting at here?
To keep my pride. I have a reputation. He will not be out and about, prancing in the danger that is coming to Corvosa.
And what danger is coming to Corvosa?
I think you know. But I've already spoken too much. If you come to try to take him, I will defend. I may even take some of your ranks down. You can make a deal, or you can go and leave with your lives. And I am being generous with that.
Then what kind of a deal would you take? Certainly there's something we can do for you. We seem to have helped your brother a little bit.
The dagger was in this room. None of you can... If you can bring me the dagger within the next 5 minutes, for I know one of you is lying, then the deal can be back on the table.
Hmm. Let us confer. In the meantime, I do have another question. Our friend, Morel, the rogue, she was taken while we were on our way here. Is she safe?
For now.
Hmm. Very well. By the way, where's this room? We came through the whole big mazy twisty area to get here. There's not like an antechamber or a lobby or someplace we can step aside and speak in private.
She's not going to let you leave the room.
No, I didn't figure. Okay. Okay. Well, team.
While she's waiting, she's going to pull out a potion bottle. Start drinking.
Oh, great. Well, team, it seems that our mission to at least get here and free the people that can help us the best is essentially at an impasse. I can't see anything else that we can do about this without wearing ourselves to the breaking point against this practically impossible to hit spellcasting monk. She's very, very strong. Whatever the dagger is used for, and I know as well as anyone here that it is a very, very evil dagger, perhaps we can deal with its results after we have the help we need to deal with the greater threat. It may be something we have to deal with later, but for now, freeing these, and especially getting Morel out of here as well, I have to assume that this is just about the only course that I can see, at least, unless someone else has an idea.
If we fight and kill this opponent, we may not get our other friend back.
My thought exactly. Although I would definitely be working hard to make sure it was not a killing blow. But even then, she may have any number of dead man's hands situations set up. If she loses control, anything could happen to those that she's watching over. Discretion may be the better part of valor here.
However, I have really not much of an idea of what we're dealing with here. So I'll leave it to you guys to figure out what you want to do.
Okay. I think Rutha wants to sense motive on Sindar and Tanis. Who was lying?
So what would the counter for truth be, then? Diplomacy to try and convince him?
I'd say, yeah, sure, let's go with that.
Well, I mean, if you're being honest, then that should register, right?
Question is, how can you tell someone is... Oh, for sure, you're honest, I'm not just not going to roll for it. There is potential for suspicion amongst friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, 14.
Sense motive. On a roll sense, let's see what we get. Sixteen and nine is 25.
Okay. You've seen Sindar do some unexpected and unpredictable things. But he doesn't appear to be lying about this.
And now for Tanis. That's even lower.
All right, Tanis, I still need you to make a bluff check.
She made it. It's a 32.
She did, yeah.
Okay. Tanis also needs to be honest.
All right, well, then, let's see. What would it take for Rutha to realize that leaving the plains generally just has to do with the bag of holding? Those two ideas connecting in her brain?
I'd say a planes check.
Okay, so that'll just be a straight roll then. Six.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird.
I should have just gone ahead and said it.
Just dropped out of the universe. That doesn't usually happen.
This is infuriating. We have much more to do than bicker with this person.
You have 2 minutes remaining. You test my patience.
So, what does each person suggest that we do, whether we friend Dagger or not?
Ramos, ready to ride? What's the worst that can happen?
We at least need to talk to Osirini and find out. Maybe he can give us some direction. And Tanis will shout over to her and be like, "Hey, I want to talk to our friend."
She looks up at you and says, "No."
Spellcraft, identify the spell.
Go for it.
Natural 17 plus a lot.
Yeah, she just casts Fly on herself.
Again, I think she had that earlier.
She's re-upping the duration.
Yeah.
Alright, here's my last idea, I guess. Ruth is just going to speak as compellingly and honestly and openly to her friends here as she can. Unless one of you wants to give me a better idea of how to get Osirini out of here and not have to square off with this person who clearly has the advantage against at least most of us, please, just whichever of you is actually the one with the dagger, just turn it over. Please. We need to move on from this. I don't know why you took it, whichever of you did this, but we need to move on from here. We have more to do. The city needs us, and the night wears thin. Please.
And if she truly is evil, as the dagger would suggest, could you sleep with yourself handing it over?
We need to come to a consensus. If we decide to fight, then we'll give it all we have.
I'm not sure that she herself is the evil one. Perhaps the thing itself has a hold on her. Not unlike Salvatore Scream did. But this runaround is tiresome and unprofitable for all of us.
Tanis, what's your opinion? You've been pretty quiet.
You hear from the back, "You have 30 seconds remaining."
Fine. But this isn't on me. I've got the dagger. Quick question.
Yes.
Because the player is struggling to remember this, what is the means by which you can rupture a bag of holding and empty its contents onto the astral plane?
Slash the bottom of it.
Okay, good. Then Tanis is going to step forward with her bag of holding and with her silver dagger pressed into it. And she's going to say, all right, I have it. But you so much as move, and I'll send your dagger right to the astral plane.
See, Vermita looks at you, understands the threat for what it is, says, I am not the one who needs to be moving. I expect you to hand it to me.
First you release our friend. You don't get all the cards.
You see she thinks for a moment. Make a diplomacy check.
That is a natural 20.
Whoa!
Okay. So that would be a 36.
Alright.
Let's go.
She'll say, fine. This is the way it shall go. And you watch as she actually whistles. And a moment later, surprisingly enough, Morel appears in the room. And she turns to Morel, and Morel's eyes are definitely glazed. She says, you will be releasing the prisoner. And you watch as Morel turns, goes over to the chains, unlocks it, and then places her own dagger at Osirini's throat.
Uh-huh.
And you watch as the two of them step forward, directly in front of Vermita.
Alright. Now, I suggest we all take a nice, slow walk out of your house.
I don't think that will be possible.
Hmm.
You've already pushed, and you've already gotten
and
a consensus on my part.
But I don't trust you, and we're in the bottom of your house. So.
True. Though I will let you know that if you send my dagger to the astral plane, I will not stop hunting you.
You'll have to join a growing line.
Oh, I know how to push my way to the front. And in time, I will find my dagger. It is a sentient creature, and it can be scryed upon. A quick plane shift, a quick teleport. I can get it back. But Osirini, on the other hand. Well, if I remove his head and burn his body, well, that makes things a bit more difficult now, wouldn't it? You can have your friend. This, I give my word on. But you must first give me my dagger.
Friends?
Business partners.
I mean, friends, plural.
See, she thinks and says, if you're quick about giving me my dagger, perhaps.
Come on, Tennis. Ruth will walk forward and, with her sword still in her hand,
perhaps
she'll kind of walk towards them with Tennis.
Perhaps he's quickly sliding towards a no, the more time you take. Already she is but a bonus.
How dark is it in this room?
Definitely low light.
Okay. Good to know.
Tanis is going to do a real quick perception check. Does Rutha have a bag of holding?
I don't think she has one of her own, no.
Blast.
She has a sack, like a just a carrying bag.
Yeah, I don't think that would work.
And Shaq doesn't have one either, right?
I don't think so.
The All right. spell light doesn't really do... It can't really accomplish a blinding effect, can it?
Oh, heavens no.
Okay, I didn't think so. Alright, just thinking.
More like a soft reading light, really.
Exactly.
Well, the thing about it is that with her sword, Rutha's... She has the ability to make it channel the light spell, but as a not as an actual spell, as an ability. And it's twice as bright as a normal light would be. So that would be more like just suddenly having a really, really good glow stick set right.
I'd say maybe like a... large LED strip, but covered with frosted glass.
Yeah. Okay. And it's not, like, targeted in such a way that it could do anything to majorly blind anyone, even in
no,
that light.
No, not really. It's more like it's more like a road flare, think of it that way.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, cool. Very good, then. Ruth is going to kind of gently see if she can't push Tannis forward a little bit and move toward Vermita.
Promise that you'll give all of them.
She says, if you give me the dagger, within the next 60 seconds, you can have both Venkara Osorini and Morel.
Well, what about him? The other one.
Neolandis?
What do you know of him? You've never even seen him, I wouldn't doubt.
Yeah, but it seems a shame to leave him here after coming all this way.
Unfortunately,
besides, Giancarlo is looking for him.
He was? He found him. And that is how he ended up in this circumstance. You can save
how
him
long...
from his own foolishness.
How long were... Neolandis and Vincarlo conversant? How long were they able to spend together, if you don't mind?
I believe your 60 seconds is now at 30. I would hurry.
Yes. We're walking. We're coming closer. Just conversation. How long were they hanging out?
A bit of time. They didn't talk much. They weren't in the same location for long.
I imagine that we'll have more than we otherwise would have.
Tannis will remove the box from her bag of holding.
Alright. And she says, prove that it is still inside.
Take the dagger away from his neck. I know your snake wants out of that box. I'm not opening it until I know that he's safe.
You watch, she looks over at Morel and nods. And the dagger is placed back. But Morel's hand is still very firmly on his shoulder.
Why do I need to open it anyway? You can sense your stupid snake.
I can normally. And I still do not.
And if I remember correctly, the dagger was pulled out of the box. And you shoved the snake into the bag of holding on its own.
I thought that she had put it back in the box, but if she did not, that's fine. Then she will... reach into the bag for the dagger itself.
Alright, and you can feel the hilt of the dagger.
Rutha will squeeze her shoulder gently. It's alright, Tannis. We'll deal with whatever comes next.
Tanis will take it out and just let it go.
Right. And it drops to the ground. And the moment it clinks forward, Morel pushes Osirini in your direction. And he stumbles, looking completely dazed. The time down here has not been good to him.
Rutha will go to Osirini and try to help him up.
See, he grabs onto your shoulder and says,
How did you get here?
And his voice is super raspy.
Tenacity, mostly. And she lays on hands.
You see, he just holds on to you as... Yeah, he's barely standing. And with this, Vermita reaches down, picks up her dagger, whistles again, and you watch as the guard steps out of Morel. And you see Morel immediately drop to her knees, also exhausted by the entire circumstance and scenario. And Vermita says, It has been a pleasure doing business with you.
Well, now, I'm sure it's all been yours.
Oh, I don't know. You have found your friend. I've had my items returned to me. And you get to leave my house. With your necks still in tow. Do not think I know that you've already stolen from us. Keep that as a gift. For a good business.
Right, yeah. Osirini is looking much better as he looks around and says,
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Well, that's alright. And she'll also scoop Harel up, put her over her shoulder, and try to walk them both back over to where the party is.
Alright. And you watch as Neolandis begins to take a few steps away, but then says, No, wait. Where's Neolandis?
He wasn't part of the deal.
No, we can't leave without him.
We may have to. We can worry about him after.
I came in this way in order to get him back. This brings me back to square zero.
Is Neolandis still there?
Neolandis? You never saw Neolandis.
Yeah.
And she specifically said that they were not in the same location for long.
Right.
Oh, Serena, do you know where he is?
I do, but...
Could you leave us there if we leave
now? He's guarded.
Not by her.
No. By the Beific One. I don't know who would be worse. You see Morel say, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's well. Just relax.
You see, she says, No, I can't. Vengarlo, you said you need Neolandis?
And Vengarlo says, Yes, but not.
You can't. She says, It is my decision to make.
And she turns and stands on her own 2 feet and turns back to Vermita and says,
I would like to make a deal.
A person for a person. You keep me. Neolandis goes with them. And Vermita looks interested and says, You do realize the implications of this. Morel says,
These heroes have shown me that sometimes sacrifices have to be made. And though I am not as strong as they, I can still do my part.
Vermita looks, nods and says,
Then the deal is accepted. Welcome to the Arcona's family. Your name was... Morel. Well then. Vencardo, congratulations. You have also managed to get the Orlandis out on a rather cheap deal.
Collecting? Quick question.
Yes.
Is... Well, remind me. Did Morel manage to get that soul stone thing from Rutha back in the day?
You're not sure.
Okay, that's fair. I'm just, is there any, it's not visible, I'm guessing. There's no
only
way that
would
have seen
know
or known about
only
it.
Only Shaq would have known about it.
Right, okay. There's no extenuating circumstance in which we realize this now. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But Morel will turn to the rest of you and will say,
here, take what I have.
And she will give you her bag of holding.
Oh.
I don't think I will need this anymore.
And she will turn and go to Vermita. And Vermita
be brave.
And you watch as she smiles back at you and she says,
you've already shown me how. I do this for the people of Orcorvusa. They need leaders now, more than ever.
This, Vermita, that if that dagger is used against the people of this city and is found to not be helping us deal with this great threat that's on its way, I don't care how difficult it is to overcome you. Make sure that the job is done, that my friends are freed. I'm sure we all will. For now, we have to move on. I hope that you'll help us take care of this great threat, rather than stand in our way.
You watch as Vermita begins to smile. And she begins to grin. And she says, I think that we are actually closer to the same side than you initially would think. And you
that
watch.
That is certainly what I'm hoping.
You watch as she leans over once again to the guard that had taken Morel's body, and whispers to him. She says, well, actually, no, she says it aloud. She says, inform the Beific one that he is to bring the Orlandist, so that they may leave free and peaceful. All right. And as the guard teleports away to go collect Neolandis, you watch as another figure steps into the room. Glorio.
Oh,
as he steps
hey.
Forward, sees you, Osirini, and the dagger back in his sister's hand. This is... Well done, well done. I believe that you have proven that you are the ones that we were looking for.
Wee.
I think. You see, he walks over and steps next to his sister and places his hand on her shoulder and says, yes, you have given us quite the show. But now that the dress rehearsal is done, I believe it is time for the main show. And you watch over as he leans over, takes the green crystal, and slides his finger down the side. And Sindar, you immediately feel, and you can see, the green mist vanish.
You have been quite helpful. All I ask is that you go off and do the same. Come to a... And please stop me if you've heard this story before. Go to a place where you are needed most. A place where there is chaos and corruption. And it is being led by a person who calls himself the Emperor. Go, slay the Emperor, and then find your friends, and make your way home, peaceably. All the while, you leave a bit of a power vacuum behind. Now, this is not your concern as adventurers, but enterprising individuals who have proven themselves to better smaller cities can step in and prevent further chaos. Once again, I thank you for proving that you can be the ones to do this. She watches Vermita turns to her brother, says, yes, and now that this has been returned back to us, and you watch as she twirls the dagger, and then you watch as it vanishes into a pocket of her own, says, you can begin what you wish to do. Says, yes, this new queen, as you know, is dangerous. She needs to be stopped. If you ever need more help, well, the Arconas are a very powerful ally.
I will never need your help. You're scum. I'm done. I'm leaving. Do we have to stand here and talk to them?
You do not.
Where's Neolandis?
He's on his way.
Right.
But, and you watch as actually a creature comes in, towering about 15 feet tall, deep, deep red skin. But the most notable feature about him is the fact that he has 3 heads and 6 arms.
Nice.
This is the Beific one.
Now see, he looks like he would be rather fun to fight. You weren't much fun at all.
See, Vermita shrugs and says, I have my ways. I am glad that it did not have to end in bloodshed. Glory says, yes, I do appreciate you not murdering my sister. That would have gone over poorly. But if you do not mind, I believe we have some additional preparations to make. You see, our glory does not rise on its own. You have work to do. And you watch as the Beific one drops another elderly gentleman down at your feet and turns and walks towards the Arconis, standing behind them. And it says, now, if you do not mind, I would highly suggest that you leave.
Yes, well, I'd rather we didn't spend any more time here either.
I reckon we'll is heading back the way we came the fastest route, or would you rather drop us somewhere else?
Well, you see, he takes a breath and says, perhaps it would be best if we, or I, took you out of the home at very least. And he says, I need everyone to grab hands. You shall teleport us to a safe location.
I don't trust you.
I agree.
I'm not. I'd like to know if those magic.
Are your hands normally turned around this direction, by the way, Glorio?
He looks down at his hands. He says, he simply shrugs. He says, the Arcona's family has been around for a very long time. This is the first queen who has been unruly. I do not believe that the strength of the curse of the Crimson Throne can cow her so easily. And so, we have hired adventurers to continue the curse. Another monarch will fall. He watches, he shrugs once again. It happens. And a new one will rise. This one perhaps will reign a bit more benevolently, perhaps for a while, at least until another suitable ruler can be found for the throne.
I believe we might need to show ourselves out. Thank you.
You see, he nods and says, very well. Be safe. I wish the best of luck to you in your endeavors. And you watch as he goes and he waves. But you watch as he waves. His fingers curl around backwards across his hand.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. Okay. So as we're leaving, we steal everything we can grab.
Yeah, no, the Arconists are not going to let that happen.
No, I didn't figure. Well, we've got a lot of nice stuff in our bags anyway, as far as that goes. And we have a lot more information than we did before.
Indeed. So and Yarmida has already indicated that she knew that you stole from them somehow.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Well, gang, our knowledge of the way we came in should be sufficient to get us out again, right? Can we smash cut to outside?
Yes, it takes you a little while to make your way all the way back outside of the Arcones home. But you step back out onto the streets and can tell that the sun has already risen. And as you have a lot to think about. Yes?
Tannis would have stolen the rest of the idols out of that house.
The guards would not have let you.
So we're being walked out with guards?
You don't see any as you're walking out, but when you reach out and grab something, you can feel a wrist grab your hand. And you do recall that, oh yeah, some of the guards were invisible before.
Yeah.
Then she would cast a spell magic on the guard.
Okay, make a caster level check.
We're level 9, so 26.
26. Yeah, you watch as the same faceless restrainer guard has his hand on your wrist. And you don't hear a voice, but you hear a voice in your mind that says, I can walk you out if I need to. Do not give me a reason to. And you can almost feel his fingers grasping around your wrist, slowly melding into your hand as he says this before he releases you with a snap.
Tanis will... She's glaring hate at him, but she will back off. However, Mukan looks like he's just about ready to bite the guy in half.
Was Mukan resummoned?
Yes, she had resummoned Mukan, right... She had used her last summon after he got destroyed the first time. She had resummoned him with her last breath weapon.
Okay.
So yeah, she's riding him out, and he is very defensive of her right now.
You see, the guard almost looks unconcerned. And as you begin to walk out of the house, you get the feeling, I should probably just cast Detect Magic. As you do, you get about 30 or 40 signatures. All of them in the Glamour School. And you get the feeling this wasn't the only guard walking you out. And now there appear to be far more guards than you ever saw when you were on your way inside. It appears that the Arcanists were making it easy on you to get inside.
As soon as they get out, Mukan is going to take off, and Tanis is going to get some space, because she is very, very angry right now.
All right. And you watch as one of the townspeople, Old Corvosus, says, "Ah, I see that you have made it out of the Arcanist Palace. I'm sure you had a wonderful time."
Not exactly.
Oh.
Detect evil.
No evil. Did you not receive their gift?
We have received plenty of gifts from the Arcanists. Thank you for your courtesy.
No, but didn't you receive the gift? The people all over the city have been talking about it. You didn't take it, did you? Why wouldn't you?
Gloria has
offered everyone a new life here. The ability to have purpose, have direction. It only took a moment to look into his eyes. And you knew what you needed to do. Well, I'm sorry for taking up your time.
I am already committed to one who has my fealty. The Arcanists are certainly doing much good in this part of town. Indeed. We must be on our way. Thank you.
All right. Well... Go on your way. I have work to do.
Of course.
And you watch as she turns away with a quite happy and contented smile on her face.
I think that the chapel is probably a good place for us to convene. It seems like a good spot to head.
All right, and nobody bothers you? Nobody troubles you? It's almost as if the streets are much cleaner, much safer. It's almost as if they've been swept multiple times and practically polished. And as you go about and you walk, you can see people going about their business. It's almost as if they don't even care that the shield has been dropped. In their minds, they have the look on their faces of, why would we want to leave? The world outside is so much more dangerous. And if you talk to a few people on your way back, they'll say, yes, well, things were bad here, but we can make it better. All we needed was a little bit of impetuousness. We can do anything. Anything. And he looks up to you, Ruth. It's as you said. We're stronger together.
Of course. Of course we are. And, we'll make our way to the chapel. We need to get someplace we can speak freely.
Alright. Would you make your way back to the chapel? And the very first thing that you notice is the people in the chapel, they seem more normal. They're hardworking, but they're not unusually hardworking. Abnormally hardworking. And even as you step into the chapel, you can feel a lightening of the air around you.
Out of one cooking pot and into the flames. This is... One thing leads to another. This is insufferable.
Did you really expect that Glorio did anything out of the goodness of his heart, though?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Surely you can't be all that surprised.
Not surprised, just disgusted. In terms of evils, how are we supposed to tell which is worse? This strange twisting of people's minds, or the abject tyranny that we have seen back in the other part of the city?
Watch as Osirini comes and sits down next to you.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Neolandis is off recovering on his own, also seeming quite dazed. Apparently the time with the Beific One was not pleasant to him. And Osirini says, yes, but they might be happy for now, but which is worse, the dragon or the devil?
Yes, quite literally. Well, one thing at a time, I suppose.
You may have a little bit more said about that than us.
I do. If you'd run into me, a little earlier, I would have warned you about the Arcanists. They have been left alone, mostly, those people. We'd either do deals with them and become fabulously wealthy, but then seem to lose a part of themselves. Or they cross them, and were never heard of again. I knew Glorio had his eye on the throne, and I was hoping, I think even Neolandis was hoping, that we could use his aid to, perhaps bring down the current tyrant. Unfortunately, we didn't realize what we were getting ourselves into.
There are a variety of platitudes about the devil you know that could apply in this situation, but... what can you tell us? We've gone through so much to bring you back. What can you tell us about the Queen, about the situation?
And you see he looks around hesitantly and says,
we're near Tanis now, right? Was Tanis here?
Tanis would have been in the main sanctuary. So she would have done her best to stop crying and kind of clean herself up when you guys came in, but she did not go over to join you. She's kind of listening from afar.
You see, he says, I'm not sure how safe it is, but I'm sure this will come out soon enough. And it's not like I'm, well known for being in the Queen's favor, after all. The Queen... I'm sure that you can guess, but she's not really a human. As far as I can tell, she seems to be a dragon. An ancient one. I don't know how old. But I know that she is, at very least, would be considered ancient by dragon standards. That in and of itself wouldn't be so difficult if
This particular dragon had just a horde of its own and was guarding off in a cave somewhere. But this one, I believe the name was Karl Zarvog, has plans. Political plans, and it has done everything by the book. You need to be careful. Slaying this dragon. And you see Dick's breath. Would be considered regicide. And although I am certain that Glorio would find a way to exonerate us from those crimes with an agreement upon perhaps putting a secondary good word for him. Well, that's still, I'm not sure if that's the path we wish to take. I can see what Glorio's plans are. And I can't believe I couldn't see it before. Do you even realize where Glorio get his name from?
No?
Don't you see the placards on its way on your way in? Oh, for his glory.
Name. That is some very, very poor wordplay in my mind.
It is. Ugh. And it wasn't incredibly original. But none of us caught on. So perhaps it is more clever than we anticipated.
You know of the Arcona's true nature, do you not? That was demonstrated, I think, in there, at least somewhat.
It was.
All right. Then I suppose we're on the same page as far as how things have gone for so long. And the conflict essentially boils down to what? Lawful evil versus chaotic evil? A great and terrible monstrous creature versus a handful of sneak thieves with ties to the infernal realms. It's quite the rock in the hard place.
I couldn't have put it better myself. If we defeat the queen, I'm afraid that we'll be playing directly into Glorio's hands. He wants us to defeat her. He wants us to remove her from the throne, to do his dirty work for him. And then, all we'll have to say is he wishes for the people themselves to choose the next ruler. But oh, look at old Corvosa, the place that was dingy, dark, and had people starving every few moments of the day. Look at what he has done for this small town. And who was the first person to suggest that he spread his influence to the people? And he just looks at the rest of you. It'd be hard to decry him at that point without looking like fools and liars.
Well, although I'm of the opinion that there is no shame in admitting a mistake, it would certainly be a very, very difficult uphill kind of climb to get the people to listen. Is there anyone else in the city? Any other power blocks, rabble-rousers, other folks who, I suppose, would be pieces on the board that we need to know about?
Well, and this is what I wanted to talk with you about. I think there might be a way to take care of the queen. It has to do with the Shawanti people. I think they have dealt with this Kazavu before in the past. If we can find a way to imprison Kazavu instead of slaying her,
throne would still be held by the monarch. And a regent, someone within the line of the kings, would have to be put in its place.
Who would that be?
Currently, the steward of the crown is Neo Landis. This plan does not work without him. Neo Landis has no love for the Kofos, for the Arconas.
Clearly.
And he fled when he learned of the Queen's true nature. If she were not dead, if she was simply unable to sit upon the throne, I think we might be able to do something about it. But how do you ensnare an ancient dragon?
It would require quite the bait, I suppose, first of all.
Indeed. But as I said, the Shuanti people, they know more, but we might need to help them with some of their own difficulties first.
Ah.
Someone has come. A bit of a warmonger. He wishes to bring war to Corvosa. What was done to the prince? And although he may look like a foolhardy, muscle-bound imbecile, to put it at least, he does have a charisma about him. And people follow him. Especially the young Shuanti warriors. We must be careful of Crojoon. For Crojoon eats what he kills.
Crojoon?
Yes. A muscling mountain of a man. If we can prevent war from the Shuanti people to Corvosa, which will only make relations worse, perhaps we can get their help in removing the head of the snake.
Well, it sounds like a better plan than any that I have at this time. At this point,
why, if the dragon was dead, couldn't the other person be the next emperor or king?
The laws of the city are different for a king who is away and a king who is passed away. Especially when she is the last of the true line of kings, technically, even by marriage.
Remind me real quick, the prince, the actual bloodline is gone, like by the father's side, is that right?
Yes. Unless the queen is currently pregnant, which nobody has... If she is, she right. hasn't told anyone yet.
Okay.
Yes, that line has come to an end.
How long ago was the prince killed?
Oh, the prince of the Shuanti people is slightly different.
Okay, so there's no prince of Corvosa.
No.
The king married this new queen and there was no heir?
There was, as of right now, as far as everybody knows, there is no heir. Technically, gotcha. Okay. As per the laws, she could choose someone else to marry and restart the line on her own. And then that heir would be the next in line for the throne when eventually she did pass. Knowing what you know about her, she could have many, many yeah. generations before
that'd
she passes.
Be a while yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and you said the Shuanti people have managed to subdue or at least win a victory against Karzavog before?
Yes, many, many moons ago.
And what do I know about the Shuanti people, just off the top of my head?
You actually helped them at one point. Directly.
When was that?
They came up to you, 1,000 bones came up and asked for the return of the prince's remains, which had been killed. He had been killed in the riots the very beginning of the arc for Old Corvosa. Him just being killed would have been bad enough, but he was then separated into 5 pieces and those pieces sold to the necromancer Rolf. That did not go over well with them at all.
Wow, I barely remember that. Man. Okay.
This is why Crojune wants to go to war.
Right, okay. That makes a lot of sense then. Great. And I'm guessing that the statute of limitations on resurrecting either the king of Corvosa or this princeling of the Shuanti has come and gone.
It's been a while. It would require very powerful magic.
Right.
Something that you do not possess at this time.
Right. Alright, just something I was keeping in mind. Okay. So, what you're saying, basically, is that the next order of business is for us to seek out those Shuanti that we helped before and see if we can't create something of a battle plan that doesn't involve conquering Corvosa or making things worse.
It doesn't involve the loss of tens of thousands of lives. Yes, of course. That would be great.
Right. Well, since you've been away, we've been working to try and build up at least this part of the city into something a little bit more stable, a little bit cheerier. The Arcanus notwithstanding, does seem like things have been improving, and she'll kind of look at the temple around them. Your role as hero among the people, do you think you'll need to go back to that anytime soon, or will you join us in traveling?
You see, he blinks and says, I'm not sure if I know what you're talking about.
Ugh, yes, of course. Can she, like, whisper so no one hears them at all?
Though, I guess I should ask, Cone, are you visible to, Osirini?
Pretty much, yes.
Are you still wearing his stuff?
Yes.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, he glances over and says, and sighs, and says, okay. So, I guess at very least you know, but I would very much appreciate you not spreading it.
Of course not.
I may not be on the full good graces of the Queen, but if she knew, she would hunt me to the ends of the plains.
Understood. And, she makes a little, you know, lips are zipped, throws away the key motion.
He says, yes.
Whatever aid you might be able to offer us, will it be with us for any length of time here, or will we be on our own tracking down these Shuanti and doing what comes next?
I honestly think the next step is one of the first that I had the sisters tell you. We need to get to the Shuanti people, but we can't conduct our business in the very seat of power that our enemy has. We will need to leave Corvosa.
Is there any way for us to get back to the Darklight Sisters before we leave? It's been a while.
I could send word to the Darklight Sisters. They can open up shop elsewhere as well.
That's so when you say leave, where do you mean to go?
I have a few places that are safe. In fact, I'll probably take you to the same place that I took another one of our friends.
Hmm? Who was that?
Who remember Trina, yes?
Yes. Yeah. I do remember Trina now, yes.
Well, when you'd last met, I made a quick teleport jump to Haas. I have friends there. A place where she could train. Hone her skill. She has potential. And you see he looks down and needs his hands a bit, says, as did Morel.
I'm sorry.
Morel has proven herself extremely capable and brave to a fault. I'm sure she'll be all right. And before this is all said and done, we'll have her, we'll see her freed.
See, he gives a bit of a half smile. I'm sure. I know what it was like down there. She may have saved Corvosa with her actions. I would just hate to see it go to waste.
Well, once the first and most pressing of major issues in the city is taken care of, we now know about the secondary threats, and they will have our attention soon enough. Tanis, are you all right with our leaving the city for a while?
When are we going?
Sooner the better. Now that we can travel freely within Old Corvosa, the truth is, so can the Grey Maidens. The fear of being trapped in here is gone.
GM, help me remember, yes. What is our standing currently with the Corvosa government?
You have been essentially put on probation. You were on trial not too long ago, and were exonerated by the popular consensus of the people. But you were informed that if there are any other missteps, you would be thrown in jail again, and the key would be thrown away, if not just executed on the spot.
So far, to be fair, the Chief Inquisitor was also trying to overthrow the Queen, so with the Queen, even if it's unofficially, we might have better standing?
Possibly. You did burn down one of our hospitals, still. It might be better. You could walk through the streets of the city without immediately being arrested or executed. But you are also being heavily watched. Think of it almost as like an ankle monitor.
Well, if we can meet up with the Darklight Sisters in the town you mentioned, Haarse?
Haarse.
Is that it?
H-A-R-S-E.
Haarse. If we can meet up with the Darklight Sisters in Haarse, perhaps we can plan better from there anyway. Do we know of anyone who can maintain the temple while we're gone? Salvatore is still a novice at best in terms of being around here.
Honestly. And you see, he looks confused. This is Salvatore. Salvatore Scream.
Yes. Quite the success story, especially for Tanis. He's no longer under the same kinds of influences that he was before. Much to the contrary. And much more positive.
He's taking care of a temple now.
Tanis will finish scribbling down the note that she was writing before folding it up and giving it to Mukan, who will dash out and take off into the night. And then she'll come over and say, yeah, he's looking for a better way now. And he's done a lot to help fix this place.
Well, honestly, if he's turned and he's a new convert, I think giving him something to busy himself with, a goal to shoot towards, would be good for him. I would be surprised at what people can do when they find a new life.
Mm-hmm. Seems I've heard something like that before.
How's our other friend doing?
Neolandis or someone else?
Neolandis.
Yeah, what's that guy up to?
He'll be okay. He's not really into one of the rough and tumble type. He's an aristocrat. The time with the Arconis was much more rough for him than it was for me. He'll recover. But this has been difficult. But he will be okay.
If he is in danger, then maybe he should come with us.
Oh, he's most certainly coming with us.
Do you know as much as he knows? Does he have more information about the situation?
We discussed a few things quickly before we were sent to separate rooms. But I don't think he knows much more. He knows the true nature of the Queen, which even that in and of itself isn't a well-known fact.
Obviously.
I believe he just needs some time to rest, some time to recover, to regain his courage and strength. Are there any other things that you would like to accomplish here in Old Corvosa before we make our way to Haas?
Seems to me, well, perhaps not in Old Corvosa. Seems to me we might need a fence for all the stuff that we got from the Arcona's home. Carrying around this much valuable material doesn't seem wise.
Especially materials stolen from the Arcona's.
Precisely.
I don't seem to care that much about it, or else they would have made them give it back.
Agreed. Initially, I was thinking of them as more being liberated from the Arcona's, but at this point, it seems like they don't mind them being gone anyway, so no harm done.
You See,
we don't need to be lugging it around.
See, Nylander says, I think they more just had their eye on the prize. If they, instead of having you hold off in stocks or slaying you in an attempt to return their baubles, they want you to accomplish your mission. They want you to succeed. I honestly believe their offer of any sort of aid was a true and honest one.
Well, I don't doubt that either. By the way, hello, Mr. Neolendis. I am Rutha. This is the adventuring party, and I'm sure they'll introduce themselves as well. I'm glad you're safe. Glad we were able to get you out. Just introductions are in order, I suppose. Oh. Extend a hand.
Yes, of course.
Are you feeling well? Do you need healing?
healing would be appreciated.
Yep, lay on hands.
And he watches. He's got a couple scars. He's got a bit of a pleasant smile, but you can tell that he's in a lot of pain.
Points.
Right, he is extremely grateful.
Well, that, with this information, I suppose the only thing that remains to be done is to, find some way to alleviate ourselves of these items and start moving toward finding the Shawanti people. Yes? We're all pretty beat up. Do we need to go ahead and take a night's rest? Actually, the sun just rose, didn't it?
It did.
Okay.
You see, Van Carlos, see, you probably won't need that. I can get us there in a heartbeat.
Oh? Are you a wizard?
You see, he holds up his finger and says, once again, I have no idea what you're talking about. But you do remember him the moment that you guys got away from the Hell Knights. He grabbed Trina's arm and they both vanished.
Ah. Okay. Very good then.
But I will let you know, this will be the end of a chapter. There's much to do when we make it to Haas, but make take some time to build up rapport with some of the people, and to gather some of the Shawanti people.
So, Tanis, do you want to work toward this end, or tie up any loose ends first?
If we leave, how long will we be away?
I don't know.
This is my city. I have to come back.
Oh, we will come back. Just when we're better equipped.
And she nods. A silent assent.
Right. Well, and suggest you wrap up whatever you need to do so. I'll be over in the antechamber of the chapel. When you're ready, come to me, and we will make our way away.
Thank you. We will. Okay, so... yeah. A fence, maybe? Is that what comes next? Getting rid of all this stuff?
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Mr. GM.
Yes.
Does Tanis have a contact with the Dark Archive that she would know to connect with?
You could contact them. More often than not, they do contact you instead of the other way around, but you would be able to contact them even outside of the city. They would be able to find a way to find you if need be.
Okay. Well, she had previously engaged with them. So she will do what she needs to let them know where she's going to be.
Yeah, and the message you get back not too long afterwards is the long and short of it comes down to yes, we know.
Alright, and she would just simply make sure that they know then, although I guess they probably already do, that she has their information.
Dark Archive.
And she would have slipped away to go and do that.
Yep. And your follow-up letter was, the gist of it was, see previous note.
And she will make sure that those notes are destroyed before coming back.
Good to know. Alright. Is there anything else you wished to accomplish, Tanis?
That's everything for Tanis.
Alright. Sindar, Rutha, and Cone. Anything you guys would like to accomplish?
The old woman with the baby in the basket, she's been gone for a while, right? She went
yes.
with the Arcanus a while ago.
She was one of the first that they picked up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think pretty much only... It's an awful, awful situation. Ruth is ready to be somewhere else so that we can get a different perspective. I think she would like to get rid of as many of the different like baubles and things they picked up as possible. And hopefully be able to pick up a couple of different items and things before heading out.
Yep. And I'll say that you can find a fence for the items that you picked up for the Arcanus and make a few minor purchases between story arcs.
Sure. Absolutely. Ruth is going to pray a lot for this part of the town. Really.
Understood. Cone? Oh, and by the way, Cone, Osirini would surreptitiously ask for his stuff back. He is no longer, he is nowhere near as rich as the Arconis, and that is worth quite a lot.
Oh, I would immediately hand it over. I was going to ask if you wanted it back.
Yes, very much so, yes.
Well, it was fun to use, not gonna lie.
Well, perhaps we can work together at a different time. And you watch as it's almost as if the clothing vanishes into a pocket.
Do you know anything about these beasts, the rust monster beasts that we had bought before? That burned down your house?
My house burned down? That's unfortunate. Huh.
Yeah, there were
burn down
assassins in red.
Chaikik, whatever, assassins.
You faced the children of a Chaikik?
Yeah, they tried to burn your place down.
More like they faced us.
And you survived.
Clearly.
Not many people can say that when they face mantis assassins.
Your house didn't survive.
Well, you see, he takes a breath and says, there are a lot of memories in that house.
Well, that's where we found this, obviously. Where you left it.
Indeed. Well, how's this going to be rebuilt? And it's not like that was my only house.
Well, it seems like all that remains is to watch the sunset and try to get all rested up for our journey in the morning. Eventually. Now that we've made it away.
Alright. And as the rest of you sit inside the chapel to Apsu, you look through the stained glass windows as the sun begins to set. You've found your way. And you found a means of escape from Old Corvosa. But now you realize just how bad things are for your city. The dragon on one hand, a family of devils on the other. The decision has to be made. Which side do you join? If any. And if you'd join neither, how do you defeat them both? And I believe that is where we will end the story arc.